smoothing out a fold in her sky-blue dress, and stopped at Angela's bedside. Soft rays of sunlight filtered through the barred window behind her head, lining her grey locks with angelic streaks of gold.
"Can you walk?" the visitor asked.
In answer, Angela threw her itchy blanket aside, reached for her stick, and struggled to her feet. The visitor proffered a hand.
"Would you like to go on a little journey with me?"
Angela hesitated. She'd often longed to leave this attic, but now that freedom had been offered up so plainly, she felt scared. Surely this stranger couldn't be worse than the workhouse or Miss Cleaver. She didn't feel worse, but feelings sometimes lied. Angela rubbed her eyes and stared unblinkingly at the visitor, who gave her the vaguest of smiles in return.
"Take my hand. I promise we are going somewhere special, somewhere safe. Then, when we get there, I will help you find your wings. Would you like that?"
Angela nodded. Yes, she would. She would like it very much indeed. It was as if the visitor had seen straight into her dreams. But how could this lady, who looked as if she'd never stretched or strained for anything in her life, teach her, a brittle orphan girl, how to fly? To find out, she would have to risk everything. She glanced one last time around the dusty room, then reached out and grasped the visitor's hand, holding it tightly in her own. Chapter 1. Have you ever listened to your heartbeat and wondered what makes you tick? Lily Hartman had, many times. On the outside, she resembled an unremarkable young lady, with flame-red hair, rosy cheeks, and eyes the colour of the deep green ocean. But on the inside, she was as different from other people as chalk was from cheese, or cog from bone. This was because Lily had the cog heart, a heart made entirely from clockwork, a machine of springs and mechanisms that nestled inside her chest. Ever since she first realized she possessed it a year ago, Lily had often wondered about the cog heart's unique qualities. By every account, it was indestructible, a perpetual motion machine. Lily was not entirely sure what that was, but there had been some suggestion from Papa that it meant she, or at least the heart, would carry on forever. To live forever was not an idea she was entirely enamoured of. The thought of outlasting everyone she'd ever known and loved was not a pleasant one. It made Lily feel less a natural human, more a freak of design. At least, that was how she thought of herself when she dwelled on such things, though she tried not to, because often there was so much else to contemplate. Today, for example, was September the 23rd, and her 14th birthday. Lily was relieved to be banishing her unlucky 13th year to the past. It had been a time of sticky scrapes and perilous situations, and she would never have survived it without the help of her friends. Its departure was definitely something to celebrate. The trouble was, no one was celebrating. Not her best friend Robert, nor Malkin, her pet mechanical fox, nor Papa, nor the mechanical cook and housekeeper, Mrs. Rust. Not even Captain Springer, Mr. Wingnut, or Miss Tock, the rest of Brackenbridge Manor's brigade of clockwork servants. Not a single one of them. That felt criminally unfair and downright outrageous. And the worst part of it was that Papa had postponed her birthday party until tomorrow, which was tantamount to cancelling it altogether. Instead, later this evening, there was to be a grand gathering in the formal dining room, which was not to celebrate her 14th year, as one might expect, but rather to mark the fact that Papa was due to receive some sort of lifetime achievement award.